Most State College residents think of their downtown as a long, narrow area bracketed by College and Beaver Avenues. The State College Borough Council hopes to change that. Borough Planner Megan Tuttle talked with WPSU's Emily Reddy about redevelopment plans aimed at extending that downtown feeling into the 200 block of South Allen Street. They talked in front of the State College Municipal Building on the street that the borough is hoping to revitalize.
Picturing this area, say 5 years from now, what do you see?
Well, I see a street that is much more active. That's the first and foremost. There would be many more people on the street, many more people sitting and enjoying these tables or other types of gathering spaces, using the park more frequently, seeing more community-based events happening in this block, and ultimately just really giving the community a feeling that this is the center of town.
The area we're talking about is right across the street from us. Can you describe what's in this area right now?
Yeah, so right now the area that we're considering for redevelopment has the former Verizon building, which the borough is currently leasing, a drive-through bank, a parking lot, the post office. It also has the current Verizon building, which is this building here at the corner of Allen and Foster, which is used as a utility service for the phone company. And then we also have a new development in the middle of this block, which is housing and retail development.
And on the State College Borough website, you've asked residents to rank 5 priorities for this space, for what they think should be done with it. Options include retail space, professional and workforce housing, a civic arts and cultural hub, an entrepreneurial hub, and another big idea. What seems to be resonating with the residents who have taken that survey?
So a lot of people have actually indicated that their number one priority would be the Arts and Civic Center. And that's a huge part of the reason why that's what the Planning Commission is focusing on at this point. I would say very close behind that was the idea of supporting entrepreneurship and business growth. But overall, I would say the number one supported goal was the community and civic center.
What might this look like? Would it use an existing building? Would it be a new building?
I think ultimately what it looks like, we want to be very flexible. We have talked about a children's science museum. We've talked about a makerspace. We've talked about other potential community center type uses. And we want to be careful not to over-design a building or be too specific about how that building may look, because we could run up against the challenge of, you know, heaven forbid if one of these potential partners doesn't make it or finds a new space that's more suitable for their needs. We don't want to be in the position of having a building that's so tailored to where we couldn't use it again. So a lot of times in the development world, you'll hear a term called vanilla box. And what vanilla box means is that we're basically putting in the walls, we're putting in the exterior walls and doors and floors. And it's really up to each individual tenant to be able to make the space their own. But we want the bones to be as accommodating as possible for as many different opportunities as we can.
And I've read that you're planning to keep Sydney Friedman Parklet as it is.
Yes. So part of our redevelopment process might include some enhancements to the park. The park is a wonderful asset for downtown, and it's essentially the only green space that we have in downtown. However, the location of it makes it difficult to access and even to know that it's there if you're not familiar with it. So one of the things that we've talked about is finding some way to enhance the connection to the park, either a visual connection or a physical connection, to try to enhance the use and accessibility of it.
How much might this project cost, and where will the money come from?
So how much the project will cost will ultimately depend on who our partners will be in the end and what objectives we're trying to meet. We would anticipate that a project would likely be in the tens of millions of dollars, even for a very moderate scale building or series of buildings in this area. One thing that we have talked pretty extensively about is because the borough owns several of the properties in this area, is actually entering into a partnership with a private sector developer. And there are many models for partnership that have different sharing arrangements for the cost of construction and ultimately the return on investment.